Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the word on today. I thank you for the title, Embrace Surrender. Hallelujah. During this particular season, we are talking about embracing things, embracing the wilderness, embracing the things that you're going through so that God can have his way in your life. Hallelujah. So I got excited as I began, because a couple of weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, I told Pastor, I said, whenever you need me to preach, because he'd been kind of preaching every Sunday, I said, I got several in the pocket. I got several sermons loaded up. Hallelujah. Because I've been writing in my thing. I've little nuggets been coming to me, as even in church, as I'm sitting, the whole sermon's just downloaded. I was like so excited. So I'm like, whenever you read, I got several to shoot out. So just let me know. I'm ready. So as I began to, when he told me, okay, you last Sunday, he was like, you up this Sunday. And I said, okay, I'm done. Like, I already got my word ready. It's already there. So last night I began to just read over what I got, and I'm sitting on the bed. It was like, because I walked to the back from the kitchen. It was 9 o'clock. So I remember looking at my phone. I was like, okay, no, I'm going to sit with you for 30 minutes because I already got my stuff written down. So I went back and I sat, but the word began to be good to me as I sat on the bed. You know, I had this whole download. I was adding stuff. I was writing things. This one looking at me because she know it's going somewhere. And I was writing things, and at 11 o'clock, when I got to the chapter where I'm going to preach out of, God said, you did so good. You did great studying all that stuff, but that ain't the word that you're preaching tomorrow. And if you ask my husband, I literally shut this book, and I said, why do you do this to me? And I just got, in my head, I was like, I sat here for 2 hours, Lord. Writing, like, I'm like, ooh, this gonna be good. We in Daniel 1. I got this broken down, then we gonna shift over to 2, and I got this, and I'm gonna tell y'all a little bit about 3, and I'm gonna round it up, and then I'm gonna talk about the person that God had placed in my heart to talk about in the beginning. And he said, I already told you what I wanted you to say. So many times, over and over and over again, he just keep telling me to preach the scriptures, just preach the gospel. And as I was fussing, because I was like telling my husband, I was like, oh man, I got all this stuff. If y'all look at my phone, he just sat on the bed and just laughed at me. He just laughed at me. But I'm like, but it's so good. And God's like, it's good for you. That was a good word just for you. I don't know if the word, it frustrates me sometimes how God uses me. Or any person that brings the gospel, if you sit and really want to hear from him and say, God, I just want to give a word that you give to me, it's frustrating sometimes because you don't know which way to go. You don't know how he's going to use you. You don't know what he's going to say. So I said, I told him on last Tuesday, I said, God, I always say, I have to remind him, God, whatever you tell me to say, well, he has to remind me that I'll say it. I will obey. And so as I was reading over the scriptures and preparing the word, I just laughed because we are talking about surrender. And God is just telling, as I was like, okay, everything that I'm about to go over, you just kicked me in my gut last night because you basically telling me to surrender. Just embrace surrender. Get out of your own head. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to lean to your own understanding. Stop trying to do the thing that you think God wants you to do. Because we work in busybody mode. We do things that we think God wants us to do. But God has already told us what to do. We just yet forget what he already told us. Hallelujah. So on today, we're going to talk about embracing surrender. We're going to embrace surrender. So as God gave me this word, he gave me Nicodemus. So that was the only name that came to me. That was the only name I had to go. Nebuchadnezzar.
That's all right.
Nebuchadnezzar. My pastor over there said, like, no, that ain't what you got. It's Nebuchadnezzar on my paper. Nebuchadnezzar. Thank you, Pastor. Holy Ghost, have your way. Nebuchadnezzar. That was the name that Lord gave me. And I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do with that? Because people going to think I'm going to preach about Meshach and Abednego. Shadrach and Abednego. Yeah. Hallelujah. They think I'm going to talk about all of that, you know, going in the fire furnace. I want you to go back and read that, because as we talk about Nebuchadnezzar, all of that is purpose. When we're talking about embracing surrender, when we're talking about what God is trying to do, the backstory of your life is important. So don't forget what God has already spoke to you. Hallelujah. Because the king, he went through some stuff. He was an arrogant king. He was prideful. And it was two incidents in the Bible where before we get to chapter 4, hallelujah, in chapter 2, Daniel interprets a dream for him. So during this time, he came to the magicians, the sorcerer, thank you, church, the sorcerer, he came to the people that was on his side and said, interpret this dream. But the one thing he didn't do, he didn't tell them what the dream was about. He just said, I just need you to interpret this dream. And if you can't interpret, I'm just going to kill all the wise men in Babylon. But during that time, hey, God, I praise you. During that time, Daniel said, he went to the Lord and he went to the other three friends and he said, come on, let's pray to God. Hallelujah. That he tells us the secret. Because this king is acting foolish. I'm giving y'all a snippet. This king is acting crazy. He wants some people to tell him his dream. That's just like you coming to pastor or somebody and saying, tell me what I just dreamed last night. How do you think that look? Hallelujah. So because there is a big God, and because Daniel knew somebody that he can go to, in chapter 2, he said, I'm going to go and just ask God to tell me his secret. Hallelujah. So when he went and told Daniel, when God responded and gave Daniel the dream, he went back to the king and interpreted his dream for him. But we ain't going to talk about that. We're just going to talk about how after he interpreted the dream, King Nebuchadnezzar, he praised God. He said, your God is mighty. Your God is the Lord of everything. Your God is King of kings. Hallelujah. But then he forgot. He soon forgot again because that pride and arrogance started rising up in him. And I need y'all to connect this to your life on today, because as I was sitting and reading last night, sometimes we let our pride get in the way. Sometimes we let our mind get in the way, thinking we know everything, thinking we got the answer. So that stuff started rising back up in him. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm king. Hallelujah. I'm going to build this statue made of gold. And I want everybody to bow to this statue. Hallelujah. And for those that don't obey, I'm going to throw them in a fiery furnace. That's where you come in and know the childhood story, right? I'm going to throw them in the furnace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then as you keep going on, because that's that boastful, that's that I can't be messed with, I can't be touched type of vibe. Hallelujah. So we had some snitches come in to the king. They said, hey king, we got some boys over here. They ain't bowing to your statue. Didn't you say the people that don't bow, you gonna throw them in the heat? Then the king got all angry. Hallelujah. When people start whispering stuff in your ear, sometimes you need to shut your ears. Sometimes you need to walk away. Sometimes you don't need to entertain foolishness on today. Hallelujah. Because foolishness began to input anger in your life. You began to stir up some stuff. And you began to say, I can't believe they did this. I can't believe they did that. Hallelujah. After he just told these boys that they are awesome, now he wants to attack them because he's so angry. Hallelujah. He said, go get them. Throw them in there. Turn the heat up. Hallelujah. But guess what my God said? I don't care how hot you make it. Hallelujah. I don't care how deep you get into a situation. I don't care about your circumstance on today. Hallelujah. I am a God that can pour you out that fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all ain't hearing the word on today. Y'all ain't hearing this encouragement on today. I am a God that can pour you out. praised him again. He said, man, it was three in there, but I saw somebody that looked like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Y'all come out that furnace. That's what he said. Come out the furnace. Hallelujah. Because something in there is happening that I can't explain. Y'all just come out. Hallelujah. And he began to give God the praise and give God the worship. Hallelujah. But the king had another dream. As we go to chapter 4, and this is where I'm coming out of. And I'm going to get out of the way. Hallelujah. Embrace surrender on today. And Daniel chapter 4, and I'm going to start at the 24th verse. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be reading through and jumping around. So it is all right if you don't stand through the whole thing. Hallelujah. And I read in the NLT version, and it says, this is what the dream means. I'm going straight into Daniel interpreting his dream. This is what the dream means, Your Majesty, and what the Most High has declared what happened to my Lord the King. You will be driven from human society, and you will live in the fields with the wild animals. You will eat grass like a cow, and you will be drenched with the dew of heaven. 7 periods of time will pass while you live this way. Hallelujah. Until you learn that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world and gives them to anyone he chooses. But the stump and roots of the tree were left in the ground. This means that you will receive your kingdom back again when you have learned that heaven rules. King Nebuchadnezzar, please accept my advice. Stop sinning and do what is right. Break from your wicked paths and be merciful to the poor. Then perhaps then you will continue to prosper. Hallelujah. 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 So God on today is speaking to the church. Hallelujah. God gives dreams. He gives prophecies. He gives things for us to remember. So he gave this dream to Nebuchadnezzar just to remind him who is really king. To tell him that I rule everything. And I need you to know that because I rule everything, hallelujah, I can choose to do what I want with your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So sometimes when you are going through things and you have those vices that you are trying to get rid of, or God is wanting you to put down, God said, I'm going to snatch you out. And I got to do some things to you. I got to shake you up. Hallelujah. I got to complete a work in you. It's going to take me some years to do that. For this, it said 7. Which for those that don't know, is the number of completion. God said, I got to complete some stuff. But because our God is good, let me tell you what he'll do. He'll cut you down to the stump. Because he said, I'm trying to do something new in your life. But he'll leave the roots in that stump there. Hallelujah. So that something can grow back. Now is your choice because you have free will. God said, I'm going to be so good. So even though I'm going to take you through some stuff, I'm not going to completely destroy you. I'm just going to cut you down to the stump. Hallelujah. Because those roots are still doing something underneath. Hallelujah. So what will you allow to grow back? Will you turn and realize where your help come from? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So down in the 29th verse, it says 12 months later. 12. The number 12 means what? Authority. What authority will you choose on the day? Will you choose your own or will you choose God? So 12 months later, he was talking and walking on the flat roof of the warrior palace in Babylon. So God gave him a year to make a decision. So he had this dream and he ain't quickly just take him out. God said, I'm patient with you. I'm giving you time to sit and think about what I just told you. You have choices to make on today. And some of us are making some very bad choices on today. But because my God is good, he said, I'm still going to give you an opportunity to make that thing wrong right. He gave him 12 years to think about that thing. So over these years, over this year, these 12 months, oh, how we quickly forget. We're going to quickly forget when we leave this building, this word that just went forth. Hallelujah. But because the devil is busy. He don't like when the word of God go through. Hallelujah. He don't like when the word of God is preached. So 12 months later, he was up there walking. And as he began to look in the 30th verse, saying, as he looked out across the city, he said, hey, look at this great city of Babylon. Look at it. He said, he's standing there looking at all of his stuff. Some of us women can stand in our closet and look at all of our shoes, all of them purses, all of this stuff, these tinkling things that God don't care nothing about. But we sit there and say, ooh, look at all of my stuff. Look at these cars. Look at all the things that I have. So that is what he's doing. He's delighting in these things. Y'all better catch that. He's delighting in these things. So by my own power, I need y'all to catch all of this. By my own power, he said, by my own mighty power, I have built this beautiful city as my royal residence to display my majesty, to display my splendor. While these words were still in his mouth, while you still speaking foolishness out of your mouth, guess what? God is snatching it. He's already working. He said, these people are foolish. You standing on this thing and boasting about things that the Creator created? God said, oh, you foolish people. Hallelujah. While you was yet speaking those things, while you were yet thinking certain things should comfort you, as my lady came up here and testified, those things don't comfort. But we speak it and think it does. We speak it and say, let me get this. But God said, while you were yet speaking this stuff, hallelujah, a voice called down from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar. And I love that little verse. I love that word when he said, oh. It's like, oh, sweet baby. Oh, why don't you know? And when I read that, it made me think back to the three boys. Because right before they got thrown into the furnace, when King Nebuchadnezzar went to them and he was trying to get them to bow, the three boys said, I don't care what you do to me. They said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar. That was the exact words. They was like, you, oh, foolish man. You don't know my God. So when you talk to somebody and they talk, say, oh, person, put a name there. You don't know what my God can do. You can throw me in this fiery furnace. But guess what? My God is able to deliver. But guess what? The trust and the faith level they had, they said, even if my God don't do it, he's still good. Oh, y'all got to think like that sometimes. They said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, because I trust in the God that is able to do the impossible. Hallelujah. He can save me out that furnace. But if my God chooses not to, I'm still going to praise him. Oh, y'all don't have that kind of praise sometimes. We go through stuff and want God to just pull us out of the situation. But sometimes God have us there so that we can surrender. He wants you to surrender in that fiery furnace, not when he take you out. Hallelujah. You got to choose this day. Hallelujah. Who you will serve. Hallelujah. So he said, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, this is God talking in the 31st verse. This message is for you. God said, this message is for you. You are no longer ruler over this kingdom. 32nd verse says, you will be driven from human society. You will live in the fields with the wild animals. And you will eat grass like a cow. Let's relate it to today. God said the world gonna eat you up. God said, you about to go out here. I'm about to just move out this situation for a little bit and let you see how the world really care about you. Hallelujah. You're going to be walking around here drunk in foolishness. That wet dude just drunk in foolishness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You will be feasting on the nastiest stuff. Anything will be good to you. Hallelujah. 7 periods of time will pass while you live this way. While you live in this world, while you live in this filth, while you just see everything, while you struggle and go through, while you're at your lowest. Because without Jesus, you're at your lowest. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how you think you live in lavish. You can think you're out there doing good. It may not seem like the world is eating you up, but it is. Without Jesus, you have nothing. So 7 periods of time will pass while you live this way until you learn that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world and gives them to anyone who chooses. Mm-mm. Anyone he chooses. That the Most High rules and he gives this to anyone he chooses. No question about it. So I encourage y'all on today to choose the Most High. So we don't have to go through this stuff. Hey. But even if we are in the middle, guess what? I need y'all to wear trust and believe that God is still God. And he's still working on your behalf. That it won't always look like that. So after this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, and I jumped down to the 34th verse. I looked up to heaven. Hallelujah. After this time had passed, he looked up to heaven, and my sanity returned. Have y'all ever experienced a time where you looked up to heaven, when you felt like, I don't for me, when I felt like I was at my lowest, and I looked up to heaven, and I saw a light. I saw a way out. I saw help. My sanity returned. And I praise and worship the Most High and honor the one who lives forever. His rule is everlasting and his kingdom is eternal. The 35th verse said, and all the people of the earth are nothing. I need y'all to remember, all the people of the earth are nothing. Compared to him. Don't put no man before him. Don't put nobody before him. Don't put your kids before him. Don't put nobody. The word says nobody can compare to him. He does as he pleases. Hallelujah. He does as he pleases among the angels of heaven and among the people of the earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No one can stop him or say to him, what do you mean by stopping these things? What does that mean? No one should be able to question that big God. No one should be able to come to him. This is what Nebuchadnezzar is realizing, that after these 7 years, no one should have the opportunity or the mindset to say, God, how can you do this? For me, God, how can you take my mama through this? God, how can you take my dad? God, how can you put me in this situation? You shouldn't question him. We should just trust that God is able. So in the 36th verse, it says, when my sanity returned to me, so did my honor and glory and kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out. Hallelujah. People are going to start looking for you. They see something new upon you. They say, I want what she got. I want what he got. Hallelujah. You're going to start getting seeing God's blessings on blessings on blessings because of his power over your life. He said these things was restored back unto him that my folks was looking for me. Hallelujah. With greater honor than ever before. And I'm about to come in. So now I praise. Now this is the ending part of that, that God wants you to get about Nebuchadnezzar. That through all that stuff, if you go back and read from chapter Daniel 1 all the way up until 4, God was always working on the background. God right now is working in your life. Hallelujah. Trying to get you to surrender. Trying to get you to embrace the things that you are going through. And in that embracing, surrender in it. Don't be asking God to bring me out. Surrender in it, because he's trying to get you to learn something in it. You're going to miss it if he takes you out. You're going to have to go through it again. That's a wilderness moment. Embrace it now. God said, embrace it now. So in verse 37, Nebuchadnezzar, nah. Nebuchadnezzar, nah. Pastor T, nah. Put your name there. Praise and glorify and honor the King of Heavens. All his acts are just and true. And he is able. He is able to humble the pride. So on today, I encourage you to embrace surrender. Because when we do that, it's about letting go of your need to control. It's about letting go of your need to control every single aspect of your life. And God is saying, once you understand that, he said, I need you to embrace the unknown. When you're able to release control of every aspect of your life, that is when you're able to embrace the unknown. Relinquishing control, desire, fears, and entrusting them to God's care. Hallelujah. Surrender is about 5 things. Hallelujah. Surrender is about 5 things. And these are the things that will breathe through those scriptures. Surrender is about obedience. Seeking his wisdom in all situations. As we read the leading scripture, not leaning to your own, but seeking his wisdom in all situations. The number 2 is trust. Even when you don't fully understand his plan, you will trust and then you will obey. The 3rd thing is humility. Acknowledging God's authority. Hallelujah. Because when you acknowledge God's authority and you have that humility, you are able to what? Trust. And then obey. Hallelujah. I said 5. Well, did I say 5? Yes. The last two is letting go. Realizing your own desires, plans, and fears. Letting go of your own desires, your own plans, and even your fears. Because when you are able to let go, you are able to become humble. I'm connecting the word for you because it's breathed throughout these scriptures, because the scripture breathes life. So when you are able to be humble, you are able to trust. And when you are able to trust, you are able to obey. And when you are able to obey, you are able to embrace yet again the unknown. Even when the path is blurry, God will lead you and provide. Even when the smoke is in your face, God will clear it out and give you clean air. Hallelujah. So as our testimonies were going forth, guess what the benefits of embracing surrender is? After you realize those 5 things I just said, the benefit of embracing surrender is peace, freedom, and growth. Hallelujah. God will give you your peace back. When you surrender, God will free you from every attack of the enemy when you surrender. You got to say, God, I won't let go until you bless me. Y'all got to have the mindset to fight the enemy like never before. Because as you can see with Nebuchadnezzar, he took his mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil will try to take your mind and boast you up. Glory be to God. So on today, I'm encouraging you to embrace surrender. Oh, y'all, come on and get a Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah.